Good morning, everyone. How are you today? I'm Karen Jane Casey, and presenting to you every Wednesday morning, Sword of the Spirit. This is a subtopic of my podcast, Turn to God with Karen. As we go into the world each day, we need to be fully equipped with the full armor of God that's described for us in Ephesians chapter 6. There we find the sword of the Spirit is our only defensive weapon against the enemies and our adversaries' attacks. Well, what is the sword of the Spirit? It is the Word of God. We'll be reading today a few passages together, and I encourage you to continue to read and study the Word of God. We're currently in the book of Psalms. We often will find King David, a man after God's own heart, crying out to the Lord, singing praises, and saying intense prayers to the Lord. Please pull out your Bibles now and join me. Today's read is Psalm 37, and it's an absolute favorite of mine. Often when I have troubles, I turn to that passage. In Psalm 37, we're encouraged not to fear, not to fret, not to worry of our enemies. Rather, we trust in the Lord and we do good. We delight in Him with patient faith and wait for His perfect timing. The wicked will face a day of reckoning. Though we may stumble, those who trust in the Lord will not fall. We are told to turn from evil and do good while we can hope in the Lord for our deliverance. So I'm going to read that passage now. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you may look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those He curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourish like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace. But all sinners will be destroyed, and will be no future for their wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in him. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you'll join me every Wednesday morning in the episode of Sword of the Spirit with the podcast Turn to God with Karen. And as you may know, Turn to God with Karen has episodes every Monday morning where we cover various topics to bring encouragement and healing through our challenges. And this is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, ambassador for Christ, and domestic violence advocate. Please go to my website contact page to send your comments and your suggestions. Every feedback is welcome. And my website is KarenJaneCasey.com. That's CarinJayneCasey. And thank you, and God bless.